Hello, my friends. This is Paul Drockton, and today I'm going to talk about the rapture and the thousand years of peace. And this might carry over into my next podcast, but we'll do as much as we can today. Now, according to the Bible, if you read Isaiah, it talks about that there will be a stem of Jesse. And of course, we know that that's Jesus Christ. Everybody agrees on it, that Jesus Christ is the stem of Jesse, and that a rod will come forth from the stem of Jesse, right? And also a branch will come forth from the stem of Jesse. And I want to talk about this because it then talks about how this rod is going to thrash the nations, literally, and be responsible for restoring peace on the earth. Now, it then goes on and talks about the millennium, the thousand years of peace. And it states that the lion shall lie down with the lamb, the little child shall play on the cockatrice, and they shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain. Of course, this is a theme throughout the scriptures. Ezekiel talks about it. The book of Revelation talks about it. The Savior talks about it in Luke and also in the other gospels. You can read about it in Paul's letters. It literally is a common theme throughout the Bible. And of course, Jesus Christ had two primary missions. The first one was to come down as the humble carpenter's son and literally to submit to earthly authority, worldly authority, to heal the sick, cause the blind to see, cause the lame to walk. And of course, we know that he is the Prince of Peace, commanding demons to come out of people. Now, the first thing you need to understand is that Jesus Christ, according to Paul in the book of Hebrews, was a high priest after the order of Melchizedek. This is Paul, not me. Read the book of Hebrews and you read exactly what I'm telling you. Then Paul goes on to explain that how great Melchizedek was for establishing peace in Salem. Salem, of course, was at the very same spot as Jerusalem. And this is why Jesus Christ said, "Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that killest the prophets, if you had only known your peace, but now it is hidden from you, and your house shall be left to you desolate." And we know that within 30 years of the Savior's resurrection, Jerusalem was completely destroyed by the invading armies, right, of Titus. And that basically not one rock, one stone was left upon another as far as some of the buildings go. So a point being is that was his first coming. Now we also know he said, "Other sheep I have which are not of this fold. Them must I also visit. There shall be one fold and one shepherd." What other sheep? Well, we know that the Jews were gathered at Jerusalem and Jesus did his ministry to them. What other sheep could he be talking about? Well, anyway, think about it. Who are his sheep? It's the house of Israel. And we know that Israel was led away from time to time to different parts of the world. We know that many of the tribes were led into the north countries. Others were led into Africa. Others were led to the Americas. Long story short, Jesus Christ visited the entire house of Israel after his resurrection and taught his gospel, the exact very same gospel he taught in Jerusalem. I don't want to get too far off track here, but you need to understand that his mission, he stated, was to come to the lost sheep of Israel. Not just the tribe of Judah, but all the tribes. And he visited all of them. Now, let's move forward to Melchizedek again, or backward to Melchizedek. How great was this priest, this high priest Melchizedek? Well, Paul tells us that he was so great, and this is also in Genesis, that even Abraham paid tithes to Melchizedek. Now, we know that Melchizedek, as the king of Salem, also managed the storehouse, and tithes were collected for the benefit of the poor and for the needy. And Melchizedek established peace in Salem so that there was no poor among them. because that is the purpose of tithing. It's basically the great leveler to allow individuals to have the resources they need to progress. And basically, Melchizedek was successful in using these donated resources to establish Salem. He was so successful at it that the city was ultimately translated, taken into heaven. And it will return as the new Jerusalem. It already exists. The city of Melchizedek, the city of Seth, the son of Noah, is going to return to the earth. If you read again in the book of Revelations, book of Ezekiel, really it's throughout it, the Bible. It's going to return to the earth. Where will it return to? To where currently Jerusalem sits. And understand that the new Jerusalem will come with Jesus Christ. Now, that is for the tribes of Judah, Benjamin, right? And I'm sure some of the other tribes, if they want to live there, that's fine. But primarily, it's for the benefit of the Jews. Now, what about the other tribes? Where do they go during this 1,000 years of peace? Where do they live? Well, we also know that Enoch, who lived before the flood, was also a great prophet. And that Enoch also established peace in the city of Zion, and that the righteous were so righteous that Jesus Christ personally visited the city, personally talked with Enoch face to face, and ultimately took Enoch again into the heavens with Zion. Now, if you read the scriptures, it says during this 1,000 years of peace that are coming that the word of the Lord shall come forth from Jerusalem, and the law of the Lord shall come forth from Zion. Two separate capitals. So going back to the rod that comes from the root of Jesse, this rod is going to be responsible for establishing Zion and for helping to gather the 10 tribes and give them their inheritance here in the Americas. America is going to be Zion. North and South America will be Zion. And that is where the righteous will be gathered. The Savior prophesied that there will be two grinding at the mill. One will be taken and the other will be left. And two from a city, one from a family, right? And his disciples asked him, where are they going to be taken? And he said, where the carcass is, there will the eagles be gathered together. What carcass? Well, Babylon, my friends, the Babylonian carcass. This country, the United States of America, is Babylon. We are literally the heart of Babylon. So carcass is the future of Babylon. Carcass means what? Oh yeah, dead body. So when Babylon is destroyed, or as it's being destroyed, Zion will rise, because Zion will be built on the American continent. And then when the Savior returns, he'll bring the New Jerusalem with him. And he'll bring the city of Enoch with him. And they will literally be transplanted to this world. Now it says in the scriptures, he that will not pick up the sword against his neighbor must needs flee to Zion. Now I want to explain this to you. It's important. Understand that it's through Jesus Christ that we will be able to enjoy the blessings of the 1,000 years of peace. No other way. No organization, no other person is going to have the power to bring you to Zion. You're going to have to get there through the Savior yourself. And I want to cite the parable of the 7 virgins. There were 14 virgins, I think. Virgins? Don't hold me to the number. 12 virgins? I don't remember. Anyway, half the virgins had oil in their lamps. The others didn't. The other half didn't. When the bridegroom came, those that did not have oil in their lamps went to those that did and said, hey, give us some of your oil. And the wise virgin said, no, we're not going to do that, because otherwise we're not going to have enough. What is oil? What's all they're talking about? When Jesus Christ gave that parable, he was literally talking about their faith. Because none of us can please God without faith. None of us will bring forth good works without faith. None of us will bring forth good works without faith. And if you're not bringing forth good fruit, then you don't have faith. It's just that simple. So the first thing you need to work on is strengthening your faith. What does that mean? It means literally studying the scriptures until you understand the dealings of God with man throughout the ages, and then verifying everything with prayer. And stop listening to people and their theories. Stop listening to the philosophies of men. Learn it for yourself. You can't live on someone else's light. You can't. Unless you're going to want to be deceived. Because most of the philosophies in this world are either of men or of devils. And they're not going to get you to Zion. The only one that's going to get you there is the Holy Ghost. And the only way you're going to have the Holy Ghost is if you, first of all, learn the Word of God. And second, obey the Word of God. And bring forth the fruits, right, of faith. This is Paul Drockton. God bless. Have a great day.